Hello and welcome to this recording about the sacral inner authority. The sacral inner authority is very much related to the theme of generator type, and I've spoke about that a lot extensively in the recording on the generator type. So just to add a few things that relate to the sacral inner authority in and of itself, I mean, it's really about response, and that again, I've described at great length in the recording on the generator. It's about connecting with something. It's about this life force that's rising up in order to build and to create something. What I want to speak about here is this additional tool that you can use in making your decisions if you have a sacral inner authority, which means obviously that you are a generator, and that is using the sacral sounds. The sacral sound can sound like and basically it's whatever sound that comes up that basically is the frequency of your life force being expressed, not through the sensation in the body as it's rising up, which is also the sacral inner authority. That, you know, this is the sacral speaks, the energy is rising up. You can learn to recognize this sensation, and that's the best an ideal way of making your decisions, to recognize the rising energy. But you can also use the sounds. You can also make these sounds of and basically the sounds are also rising up or falling down or staying in the middle. Sound is rising up. The sound is going down, or you can go like something in the middle. I don't know. And so you can use these sounds when you're making decisions, and you can ask somebody to ask you. When you're being asked yes or no question, so it's a question that goes like, do you want to have a dinner right now? Or do you like bananas? Or have you ever had a dog? Or do you know how to swim? You can either say yes or no. And instead of saying yes or no, you can answer with the sound. And the sound is how your sacral expresses itself verbally, you know, this sound frequency. And so you can use that. Sometimes you can go like, I don't know. And basically that means you shouldn't probably make decision about it right now, or that you don't have enough information to make the decision you're making. In any case, it's an additional tool for the sacral in authority that you can use to make decisions. Ideally, eventually you will be quite able to recognize the rising up of your life force in and of itself, so that you don't need those sounds. But it definitely helps, at least in the beginning. And it really, at the beginning, it really helps so much if somebody else is asking you, rather than you asking yourself. At least in the first 2 or 3 years, it's so useful, because in the beginning, you're going to even doubt if the sound that came up, that came out of you, is actually really the sacral, or it's your mind. One way to know that it's for sure your mind is if you're being asked and then there is a pause between you answering. So let me demonstrate. Are you hungry right now? There was a pause. The pause was a sign that I answered with my mind. Are you hungry right now? You know, yes, of course, maybe you don't hear the question, maybe you didn't get the question, so there may be a slight pause. But if there is a pause, typically it means it's your mind answering instead of the sacral. So make sure that the sound really come out straight away. If you want to make a decision about something important, it helps if somebody asks you first about some things that aren't important, like have you ever been to Alaska, or do you know how to swim, or did you eat chicken yesterday? Or are you cold right now? Do you know how to brush your teeth? You know, all these silly things. Do you like to drink vodka? All these little unimportant things to which your sacral will immediately go, And then you throw in the important question, and the person, you know, once they get going, they're just gonna go. And the sacral will again provide the answer with the sound. However, if you just start with the important question, especially in the beginning, if you're not really that familiar with making the sacral sounds, what typically happens is that the person freezes and they can't really answer, because it's so important. You know, the mind needs to be involved. Oh, so let's go to our mind, and okay, there is no sacral sound, right? So It helps if you just, you know, ask about all these unimportant things. You can ask about things from different points of view. Do you want to leave your job? No, I'm not really sure. Unless they give you a raise, do you want to go? Mm-hmm. Do you want to ask for the raise? Mm-mm. Do you think they should ask, suggest it? You know, and you can go like that and fine tune, you know, to get the person to be aware, or for you to be aware of what's correct. You know, this can also very much, very easily change. Are you hungry? Uh-uh. Couple hours later, are you hungry? Uh-huh. Do you want to see this movie tonight? Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2 hours later, do you want to go with me to the cinema? Uh-huh. You know, I'd really love to go with you. Can you go with me? Is that okay for you? Mm-hmm. Do you want to see this movie? Mm-mm. But if I ask you if you want to come with me, I'd really love you to go with me. Do you want to go with me? Is it okay? Mm-hmm. It's not the mind. It can, you can actually be very honest in these sacred sounds. And it's really a lot of fun to do with children, because children typically, you know, make these sounds anyways, regardless of, you know, whatever their authority is. But if it's the sacral, don't force them to speak with full sentences. Just really play this game with them. Let them speak in sounds. It's not about what we think. It's about what our life force wants to do, how it wants to engage, if it's really responding to something or not. And so with this sacral in authority, everything I've said about the generator type and the recording on the generator type is really such a big part of that. It's actually the main part of what it means to have a sacral in authority. Additional tool is using these sacral sounds. They're typically too emphasized. Typically, when people speak about the sacral authority, they say, oh, it's about making sounds. No, it's not about making sounds. You know, Ra never said, wait to make a sacral sound, but he said, wait to respond. The response is coming from the sacral. You know, the response is this rising up in the frequency of your life force. You can tune into it, learn to recognize it, follow it. And sometimes it helps if you're being asked about something, like, you know, when I go to a restaurant with my girlfriend, and I'm choosing food and I don't know what to ask. I ask her to ask me, do you want this and this? I go, oh, do you want this and this? Mm-hmm. And I know what to order. It's easier for me when somebody asks me, even after 12 years of being in the experiment. I can also easily do it on my own. I'm reading the menu and I'm humming for myself. You know, later on, I realized I don't even need to hum up loud. I can just really tune into the sensation, this rising up of the life force within me. Really, the sounds are like an additional tool you can use that can help you, but you don't really need. It's really about the response. Another tip I can give you, if you're making a decision about something, you can write the question and put it somewhere where you'll see it several times a day, like put it on a mirror or put it at the bottom of your computer screen. Just stick it there. Anytime you see it, you can immediately tune into this mm-hmm or mm-mm. You know, you can hear. Just allow yourself to make those sounds. It's your life. Play with it. I remember early on in my process, I was shopping for, you know, some food, and the woman behind the counter was asking me, well, do you want this cheese? And I went, mm-mm. And it was really so enlivening for me to realize, wow, this is really my life in me making that decision. It's really the life that says that. And so I didn't plan on answering her with sound. It just came out, you know. And so, yeah, this is the sacral in authority. Really so much about response and tuning in and establishing relationship with this felt sense of rising up in the frequency of your life force, which you can also access with this additional help of using sacral sounds. So that's it for the sacral in authority. I hope you enjoy that, and bye for now.